Richard Benneville is a fast-talking former New Yorker who has made a life in Nome, Alaska, a town with a rich gold rush history peopled with famous characters. But even in that crowd, Richard stands out. With his big city panache and taste of Broadway, he's an unlikely force in this frontier community. The story of how he ended up in Nome has elements recognizable to many who came north to make the state home.
How did it all begin? Well, born back east in a little town called Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. In a simple answer, I drank. As I look back on it, my drinking started when I was 12, maybe even younger. I remember a telling moment, and it sounds very Eugene O'Neill, but in my apartment in New York, and I had a chair propped up under the doorknob so that they, because the eviction notices were on the door and they had turned off the power. This is a good thing for me to remember. As I look back on it, friends and family did an intervention, and the next thing I know, I'm on an airplane with a one-way ticket to Anchorage, Alaska. What happens next is what happens next. There was a time when people, one of the reasons people came to Alaska was to disappear. You could get away from a bad marriage. You could get away from the IRS. You could get away. You could simply evaporate. Mine, again, was new beginnings. And Alaska is a place where you can do that, where people are not going to – I don't want to say they're not going to judge you, because they do, and it's not a piece of cake. But in its heart, Alaska allows people to restart. Alaska allows you to see yourself differently. In its vastness, you can find a – you can find yourself. You can. I did. I know other people who have. So could you do the same thing in New York if you've got my wonderful Yiddish word, the chutzpah? And you can do it. And you can do it here, and it takes a different kind of chutzpah. It takes respect of the people. This isn't a town for, you know, pretension. And the Eskimo people and the Native people, they're very tolerant people. I learned patience to a degree. I never had patience. I was that New York pain in the hello central. Now, you know, we are what we are. We're a gold town, and you know, and we tore down a building that had been a restaurant on Front Street for years and years and years, a place called the Glue Pot. And it was always a haven for kids in trouble. Well, it was, you know, it had its bad rep, but, you know, it was a place for the kids to hang out. And it was torn down yesterday. In the rubble is a guy with a gold pan. They're digging up the dirt that's been sitting there, I God knows how long. But there's a guy putting material in a gold pan. So, I don't know, that said a great deal to me. Not so much about greed, but Alaska, to a great degree, lets you start your life over, but you gotta do it. You gotta do it.
Richard Benneville told his story to StoryCorps Alaska, a six-month project collecting the diverse voices and life experiences in the state. His stories, along with others, will be archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress.